This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, everybody. It's Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z. An educational odyssey is what we call the show, and we're thrilled you're with us today. This is a very powerful show. We have a woman that has been covering the hemp industry for several years now, talking about the confusing state of cannabidiol, CBD, the high version of the cannabis plant. And then we have a mother whose child is struggling from a very rare disorder, a form of epilepsy, where CBD oil is helping her child, and she will be joining us a little bit later. Very powerful information today, and it's confusing. So how do we know where we stand in the world of hemp? There's so much everyday breaking news, and this week is not any less. This is a perfect example. Joining us today is a woman who is the editor of Hemp Industry Daily, where she leads coverage of the hemp and CBD industries. Previously, Kristen Nichols worked at the Associated Press for nearly 20 years, and she started covering the marijuana legalization movement in 2009. And we're so thrilled to have you with us today, Kristen.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So I must have gotten about 10 emails the other day saying, we're in big trouble. We need to take action. The U.S. Senate senator from Florida, no, from Iowa, isn't he from Iowa?
Yeah, Chuck Grassley.
Chuck Grassley filed an amendment in the 2018 Farm Bill. And please explain to us what the ramifications of this Farm Bill and what was at stake here this week.
Okay, the whole future of the American hemp industry is at stake. It really is. Hemp was legalized in the 2014 Farm Bill. This was thanks to a Kentucky senator and other tobacco state senators, basically. Mitch McConnell led it. And so now Congress is talking about reauthorizing the Farm Bill, as they do every 5 years or so. And Mitch McConnell, the Republican from Kentucky, wants to expand hemp production. Right now it's allowed in states that agree to it, but some pretty big states don't. But Texas doesn't allow it. We still don't have hemp in Illinois or Indiana, some other big farm states. So Mitch McConnell has proposed, and Senate Agriculture has agreed, to open that up and to say anybody can grow hemp, doesn't matter where you live, and you can do anything with it. And this is where we get to CBD, because not every state allows hemp growers to extract cannabidiol. This is one of many cannabinoids the plant produces. We're more familiar with THC, but more and more doctors and patients like the one that you're about to interview are finding real relief from another cannabinoid that the plant makes called CBD. Hemp growers are making a lot of money selling the CBD. They don't face any of the legal restrictions that marijuana producers face, and so they want this expanded. And then So that was adopted by Senate Agriculture, so it could be part of the Farm Bill. It's too soon to say. And then Senator Grassley of Iowa said he might propose to say, okay, everybody can grow hemp, but not everybody, that doesn't cover that anybody can extract cannabinoids from hemp. As you pointed out, there was a really code red freakout in the hemp industry, because most of the money in the plant right now comes from CBD. So they do not want it wasn't necessarily a ban on CBD. They, in their panicky emails, kind of described it that it would be. Instead, what it was to say, not everybody can grow hemp, but if that's the case, it still is maybe up to the states whether to allow you to extract cannabinoids from the hemp.
The problem is that what we don't understand as Americans is that you will never get high from CBD. Cannabidiol will never get you high. There's trace amounts of it. Some products have no trace at all. Mm-hmm. The problem is that making this product that is saving people from pain, changing people's sleeping patterns, maybe be the answer for the opioid crisis. It could be the answer for the opioid crisis, Christian. It could be.
I think. Yeah.
And to make it a drug compared to heroin is devastating.
Sure. And I think what you're speaking to is a bigger issue with American healthcare, which is that we have a very long process of testing and federal approval before drugs are widely available to people. CBD wasn't even known to exist 5 or 6 years ago. Once people started extracting it, and you have these miraculous stories happening every day, like you mentioned, people finding relief from chronic pain, people finding helping with them sleep, people finding helping with chronic seizures, people finding all kinds of help. But this is in the last 5 years, and frankly, the federal government doesn't know what to make of it. The FDA is about to make a decision on the very first kind of CBD-based medicine for people with strange kinds of epilepsy, rare kinds of epilepsy. But for people that are suffering, I understand a lot of people do not want to wait, you know, 5, 10, maybe longer years to see federal health authorities make these products safe and available to people. They feel confident they're safe and that they're using them and should be able to continue using them, and that's really where the conflict comes from here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right now, I can go to a grocery store and buy hemp seeds, hemp mm-hmm. protein powder. Some people are selling hemp mm-hmm. ice cream. And then we have full-spectrum hemp products, which are have a little more potency in them and made a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm.
It's very confusing because what makes a dietary supplement? A dietary supplement becomes the question. And the DSHEA
exactly.
Act, which we've all, you know, those of us that have been in the natural products industry for forever, lived through, you know, 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be, it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. Now, as someone who covers this every day and as part of the movement of bringing us great information from Hemp Industry Daily, what are you seeing? How do you see this playing out in the next year or so?
That is the million-dollar question. There's a lot of money at stake. I think hemp's time has come because of what we've been talking about, this overwhelming anecdotal evidence of how many people feel that they're being really helped by these products, and I would be shocked if there wasn't some expansion. I don't know if Congress will take the McConnell expansion that has not been proposed even in the House. I'm not sure if they're willing to go that far. But here's an example that I think might be instructive here. State of Indiana, a pretty conservative state, they started after the DEA said that cannabidiol is a controlled substance, as you referenced. Indiana authorities started taking it off shelves. Indiana seized some products, busted into some stores. I don't know if anybody was arrested. Indiana's attorney general issued a long legal opinion that this stuff was an illegal drug and could not be sold. And what you saw happen in Indiana was this outpouring of opposition from the public.
Yes.
Whoa, I need the CBD. My grandma needs the CBD. My kids
that's
need the
right.
CBD.
That's right.
Don't take this away.
Immediately,
you saw the Indiana legislature go back and correct and to say no.
Absolutely. We need to take a quick, Christian, I'm sorry, we need to take a quick break, but I'm going to let you finish those thoughts when we come back. hempindustrydaily.com, I think, is the website. Kristen Daly is, Kristen Nichols is with us, editor of the Hemp Industry Daily. And I'm so thrilled she's with us today because we're getting breaking news right here on Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Everyone is raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand, setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It's our commitment to you. Join the The latest trend to hit store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation. And it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex Concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store today about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back, Frankie Boyer. Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey is what I like to call this program, because that's exactly what we're doing. We're talking about becoming educated. This is no longer a conversation, and I say this because many people think, oh, this is going to be one of those shows where we're going to talk about what paraphernalia and how to get high and what strain, and I don't do that on this program. I'm talking to editors and doctors and lawyers and patient advocates. We're trying to really understand the power from an objective point of view of this plant. What can it do? What are the limitations? So the full plant has many benefits. I think it would be a disgrace for all of us to think it's just used by some, and wonderful that you use it to get high, whatever you need to do to get through life, that's fine. But that's not what this program is about. And joining me today is Kristen Nichols, and she is the editor of Hemp Industry Daily, and she's been an editor and journalist for many years, and formerly she was with the Associated Press. Kristen, it's really a pleasure to have you with us today.
Thanks so much.
Let's go back to what you were saying, because you're so passionate about consumers standing up and really becoming proactive in this fight and in this conversation.
I was just saying that in Indiana, when they tried to ban CBD, you saw consumers really rise up in defense of the product and demand that it become legal. And then you saw a pretty conservative state legislature quickly act to say in law that it is legal. And why I think Indiana is interesting to watch is because I think you could see something quite similar play out nationally. And you are seeing it play out nationally. When people using CBD see that there are threats to their access maybe emerging in Congress, I think you're going to see immediate pushback, and that could be the thing. The patients could be driving the Congress to make a leap here and authorize CBD ahead of its own Food and Drug Administration and make a leap in favor of patients because they're hearing such strong evidence that it does a lot of good.
Yes, yes. And it may also be the answer to the opioid crisis. And we know that the endocannabinoid system that we all have in our bodies is similar to the cannabidiols in the CBD. And for many, that's filling up a void in our body. And I refer to it as going to the gas station. We don't even realize that we're depleted, that our bodies are depleted in endocannabinoids. And so when we start using the non-high version of CBD, it fills us up, helps with depression, with anxiety, and the list goes on and on and on. And we know that CBD is used in hospitals in Colorado when kids come in and children have overdosed on edibles or have gotten so high they don't know what to do. They give them some CBD and it takes them right down.
I wouldn't say that CBD is the answer to the opioid crisis. It may be part of an answer.
I think it is part of the answer.
Sure.
Yes. No, I don't think it's the full answer. It's a very complicated story, but I think that there are many of the doctors that we've interviewed that have said that this could be a wonderful piece to help
Absolutely. And talking about opioids, I think that does play a role in this discussion, because if you, as some would argue, say, oh, this is moving too fast, we should wait for the FDA to approve CBD, let's not go too fast here because it's from cannabis. When you talk about opioids, and we have a lot of evidence that pharmaceutical companies played a big role in knowing they were making stuff that was making people quite sick and killing them, they lose a lot of the high ground by saying, well, the FDA had a big role to play in the opioid crisis, so why should we now wait for the FDA? The argument that they are going to keep the public safe, I think they've lost that argument because of the opioid crisis.
Yes, yeah. I think you're absolutely spot on with that. Yes, absolutely, absolutely. We also haven't mentioned, which the Europeans have been using hemp, and we talk a lot about this on the program, the industrial hemp piece of the story of being, of fabrics being made of hemp, of fiberglass being made of hemp, building materials being made of hemp. It's huge, the potential. So there's the economic piece is it's much bigger than I think we realize.
Absolutely, it could be. Even in Europe, though, they still haven't really tapped the plant's full potential. I was just at a conference in Germany talking about how to get the construction industry to give more consideration to hemp components. The automotive industry, by the way, uses a lot of hemp fibers in automotive components like car seats. And this is a major place for European hemp producers to sell their hemp. But it's still not on the scale that a big manufacturer would need. You know, that we just don't have enough hemp really to supply a BMW or a Ford or Chrysler size of a company. So it's kind of, the hemp industry is, wherever you look, it's kind of a chicken and egg. Like, there's nobody buys hemp fabrics because there's not enough hemp fabric. Nobody processes.
Right.
Hemp fibers for insulation because there's not enough people making it. So it's a real chicken and egg issue, but I think there's a lot of attention on it, and I think you're going to see a lot of growth in this sector.
I think you're absolutely right. What were some of the other things that came out of the conference in Germany?
Well, not surprising, CBD. Europe has been, this is a conference of European producers. As you referenced, the EU has had legal hemp production since the 90s. But they're mostly producing for fiber and seeds. CBD is very new there too, and so they have different THC limits than we do for hemp. It's a little stricter in the EU, and so all the talk was about how can we get in the CBD market, because the varieties of hemp they have been working on are not for CBD. They're for, like you said, cloth and industrial components, not
yes,
so much
yes.
A nutraceutical product.
Well, we're almost out of time, but can you come back on a regular basis? This was so informative. You really are on top of everything.
Thanks so much for your time.
This has been so wonderful, Kristen Nichols. HempIndustryDaily.com is the website. Do sign up and get this fabulous newsletter, because it keeps you informed of what's happening and important information for all of us. And keep us posted on this legislation. We have a long way to go.
Absolutely. All right.
Thank
talk
you.
To you soon.
Thanks
okay.
so much. This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-817-3046. 800-817-3046. 800-817-3046. Call now. That's 800-817-3046.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
back. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, and I call it an educational odyssey for the reason why we have our next guest, Nicole Johnson, is with us. She's co-founder of FOXG1 Research Foundation, and she is the parent of an afflicted FOXG1 child and directs communication and strategies and outreach about the organization. And Nicole, I'm so thrilled you're with us today. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's such a sad story, but such an important story. So your little girl was born 2011, Josie,
mm-hmm.
and you were told the devastating news. And do tell us what this genetic disease is and what the prognosis is, please.
Sure. Thank you so much. So Josie was born in 2011, and it took us 2 years to find a diagnosis. It was just not known. So after 2 years of searching, we were told Josie has FOXG1 syndrome. We were told she would never talk, she would never walk, she was likely to suffer from seizures, she might have a feeding tube. All those things are true to date. She's 6 years old. And at the time of her diagnosis, she was the 60th known person in the world with FOXG1. So there was just really not much out there. Today, there are now about 420 known people in the world, and the diagnosis rate is just increasing at about 100% per year. So, you know, the truth is there's probably thousands of people with FOXG1 out there. So we're really putting it on the map.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
So where are you in, it's 6.5 years later.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us about what happened that led you to CBD.
Josie started having, you know, she was probably having infantile spasms very early on. And then it was almost crazy. We got our diagnosis and we're told she'll probably, you know, she's has a likelihood for epilepsy. And it was almost the next day that she had her first grand mal seizure, mm-hmm. where she was just stiff and turned blue. And from that point on, there were many experiences of me running into ambulances with her. And those seizures were really bad. We started anti-seizure medication, and it took quite a while to get the, what I call cocktail, right? You know, one wasn't working, and it's really such a delicate balance
sure.
of
mm-hmm.
which medicine works. So, I would say maybe about a year of getting, you know, these are all pharmaceutical, medicines, of really getting her seizures where they were not grand mal, they were not so severe, they weren't as often, but at best, she was still having 4 seizures a week. So I had been hearing more and more about CBD oil. I watched a great special on CNN called Weeds.
Yes, that's what turned me on as well. That's because I was so ignorant about CBD and this plant, this miraculous plant that I didn't understand. And so
right.
Weed 1's, 2, 3, and his new one on the opioid crisis, Weed 4, is pretty spectacular.
It really is. And I'm watching this, and I'm watching this little girl's seizures being stopped by CBD. And I just was reading more and more about it. And then I learned of a neurologist in New York named Dr. Davinsky, who was leading a study to bring CBD oil to a pharmaceutical. And the study was with children with Dravet syndrome and Lennox-Gastaut. But I got in touch with Dr. Davinsky, and I said, you know, is there any way that Josie could be part of this study? And he couldn't add her to the study because she has FOXG1 syndrome, but he did take her on as a patient, which was just amazing. Fast forward to today, he is one of the lead neurologists on our scientific advisory board of FOXG1 research. Anyway, so we started Josie on CBD oil. He helped us with the dosing, which is really important,
mm-hmm.
because to be honest, we started her a little too high, and she was starting to have more seizures. So the dosing is delicate as well. But then when we got the dosing right, which I say probably took a few weeks to a month, 1 week went by, and Josie didn't have any seizures, and we haven't seen that. Another week went by, no seizures, a month, another month, 6 months. A year. So after having four at best, we went a year seizure-free. Yeah. So, I mean, she's still on all her other meds, so it was kind of just like the icing on the cake. So it was really right. what made the difference. And right. a year later, meanwhile, she's growing, so this is something very important for parents to realize that as children grow, as people grow, we outgrow our doses. So she did have breakthrough seizures a year later, and we just had to tweak everything and raise everything. And she's been, you know, and then we got another 6 months seizure-free.
Wow. What's the prognosis for your daughter right now? Do we know? Is there anything more that they can do to make her life and to make your life? Because this must be all-consuming.
It is. So that's really why I co-founded Fox G1 Research Foundation, because there are, you know, so she's 2 years old, and I'm saying, well, what's being done about this? Who's researching this? Are there clinical trials? You know, what's going on? And we realized, I came together with other Fox G1 moms, and we realized, you know, there are so many rare diseases out there. There's so much genetic science out there. There is a way to do this. We learned of all these scientists that want to study Fox G1, and I'll tell you why in a second. It's actually very interesting. And we got together and we said, let's do this. Let's form a research foundation and fund the scientists and have a path to a cure. And we're working on genetic therapies to hopefully fix the mutation.
Right.
So I always say, you know, I'm hopeful, and every day that I'm in this, I'm seeing the likelihood is there. We could potentially cure this. So I'm very hopeful. I always say this will be Josie's story to tell one day.
Right.
But the reason why scientists are eager to study Fox G1, what we've learned, and this was just so amazing for me, because I would sit there saying, well, who's going to care? I mean, Josie was number 60. Who's going to care about this very, very rare disorder? So the reason why people do care is because Fox G1 is one of the first genes in brain development. It used to actually be called brain factor 1. And what they've learned is that it's a transcoder, so it turns on proteins for other genes, and they have found links of Fox G1 expression in other brain disorders like autism, brain cancers, different types of cancers, schizophrenia, Alzheimer's. So the impact of our research could potentially affect millions of people. So that was the answer to my prayers of why is anyone going to care?
And so CBD, which they want to make a class 1 drug equivalent to heroin, has been the answer to help with Josie's seizures and to give her better quality of life.
Yeah, I mean, even that, you know, that thought is to put it in the same category as heroin, you know, it's absolutely given her a better quality of life. Every seizure affects her brain. So the fact that it has been the icing on the cake to stop her seizures has helped her brain to grow, to function. You know, they say having a seizure is like running a marathon. It's like your brain running a marathon. So, I mean, just think of the impact every time that happens. So for using this, you know, this liquid and so little of it, and it's giving her life back.
Can you stay on with us and talk a little bit more?
Absolutely.
Oh, good, good, good. What's the best website? Can you give out the best website, please?
Oh, sure. So for Fox G1 Research, it's foxg1research.org. And you'll see there's a bunch of kids, a picture of a bunch of kids with Fox G1. Josie's in the middle with pigtails.
Okay. Wonderful. We'll be right back with Nicole and her amazing story. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com.
Everyone is raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus CBG Oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand, setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It's our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution today. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Educational Odyssey, and we're talking today to a mother who wants to save her daughter's life. What mother doesn't want to save her child's life? It is a story that no one wants to hear the diagnosis. You give birth to a baby, and you realize that the baby isn't developing, and it took 2 years to finally get this very rare disorder. She was afflicted with FOXG1, and as a former producer, TV producer, music entrepreneur, she never thought she would be taking on the world with this story, but that's exactly what Nicole has been doing. She has taken on this story, and Nicole, welcome back. Nicole Johnson,
thank
co-founder
you.
Of the FOXG1 Research Foundation, and that's foxg1research.org, and you can see Josie and Ben and some of the other kids on that website. And if that doesn't pull at you, I don't know what will. So you have been in this battle. Oh my gosh, I can't even imagine. And you have a son as well?
I do, an 11-year-old boy who's just amazing.
And you and your husband did not have the gene for the FOXG1.
That's right. Yeah, it's called de novo when it starts. It's de novo, meaning of new, when it starts in the child. So, of course, you know, for years I said, what did I do? You know, if
sure.
it started while I was pregnant, what was I doing at that very moment when the gene mutated? But the truth is there's nothing you could do to cause it, and nothing you could do to prevent it.
Right. And so the research right now, where are you with the research?
Yes, so we launched FOXG1 Research in September. We've raised $1 million, more than $1 million. We've really been hitting the fundraising hard, and we have funded 6 scientists. We're actually about to announce our 6th research project, which is going to be our biggest project so far, which will lead to the biggest study to date on FOXG1. So our research path to a cure has phases, and we are in phase 1, and that means we're getting the answers we need to potentially go to clinical trials. So our goal is to develop therapies to fix the gene in every child in the world with FOXG1. It's going to take us a lot of money to get there, but we do have a path. So we are really getting those answers, those questions answered now.
Right. That's wonderful. I'm so
Thank
thrilled
you.
For you. And
Thank
how
you.
Long
it's exciting.
It is very exciting. And there's hope. There's so much hope here.
There is hope. And, you know, really being, you know, on the ground doing it. You know, it's one thing when I was like, well, is anyone researching this? You know, But when you're actually, you know, involved in it, you really see the hope. You see it's more than hope. It's, you know, there's actual scientists who could potentially develop a cure. And what we've learned is that our cure can lead to so much more. So it is exciting. We've kind of changed. We've turned the sadness and the devastation into action. And what could we do? And how many people can we help along the way?
Well, especially since Fox G1 is one of the first and most critical genes in brain development. This is really critical for all of us.
It really is. And every day we're learning more and more of FOXG1 expression being found in other things. Like just last night I was reading all these different types of cancers that could be related to FOXG1. So, you know, I know we're at ground zero of it, and I just sort of see, you know, the history of this unfolding, and it's really remarkable how much this can lead to. Like, I really say, you know, this is why we're on this earth. This is our impact, and this is our purpose. And yeah. I feel very lucky to be Josie's mom and to be able to do this in this lifetime.
It must be emotionally, financially draining as well.
It is. You know, the beginning is just so devastating because, you know, you just have to come to terms, really. You know, and really not knowing what Josie had for 2 years was the hardest part because she just wasn't developing. I mean, she wasn't sitting up. She still doesn't sit up. And so it could be emotionally draining, but I really don't let it. I don't, I really focus on what we do have rather than what we don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I am also lucky because she is just so adorable and she laughs and she smiles.
Oh,
and
yeah. And the CBD oil, I just want to go back to the miracle of this plant because, you know, the CBD oil is helping Josie and maybe helping others as well, but it also helps all of us deal with the stress and deal with the depression and anxiety, and it's a real game changer. It's a wonderful product, and I'm so thrilled that you were able to become educated and open to it, and that's why I wanted you on the program, because your story is going to touch someone listening today and make them see that this CBD oil is critical in life. It's not an option.
Yeah, and you know, so many parents have reached out to me asking questions about CBD oil for various reasons. You know, even for attention reasons.
Right, and I know of a lot of people. And I would love to have you back and share with us your journey, and congratulations on all that you've accomplished. You're truly we're so blessed to have had you with us today to share your story, Nicole Johnson. FOXG1research.org is the website. And we wish you and Josie and your family the best of luck. Congratulations
so
on all that you're doing.
Here.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And we will be back next time. This is Dan, Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer, an educational odyssey. Thank you for listening. Make it a great day, as always.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.